America, there's a rule against alcoholic beverages. Infraternities on probation.
Say, how about joining me and my friend over there? Come on, join us in a beer, okay?
Get me another beer, Dragon Lady.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
Just drink the fucking beer, and you'll get the hang of it.
Listen, they want us to pay for the beer we drink. You guys better split.
Well, I thought you'd just buy me a beer.
Hey, you want some help with that beer, kid?
I have respect for beer.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
You want some of this milk?
Rather have a beer.
You want a beer, pal?
What do you drink?
We got this non-alcoholic shit.
What's that?
Like a non-alcoholic beer. It's got no alcohol.
It's a beer?
Yeah, with no alcohol.
But you drink enough, and if you drink a lot, they get you fucked up?
No, there's no alcohol. That's the fucking point.
Can't imagine ever not enjoying getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I love it. Rather being sober.
Fuck, it sucks. And just like
hey, everybody. I'm still Dustin.
I'm still Seth.
And we are still drunk at the movies.
And we are still here, four movies into it.
Yep. We're having fun. We're still eating pizza because we are again brought to you one last time.
Yes.
By 2P's Pizzeria and Pub in Pekin, Illinois, on South 2nd Street. You can call them, was it the 353 or 346?
I don't remember.
I'm gonna consult, because I don't want you calling the wrong Pekin.
And I recommend you calling them. It is very good pizza. I've had the vegetarian.
I should have known from what side of town it's on. It's 353-6000. Yeah, Seth's still enjoying his veggie and pineapple pizza.
You're not a fan.
I ate a slice. It was okay. You get to take the leftovers home.
That's part of the reason I put pineapple on my pizza. That always happens.
But yeah, give them a call. Get yourself some pizza. Or like I said, plenty of other good foods to enjoy at 2P's. And, you know, beer. They're a pub.
Yeah, that's the 2P's are pizza and pub. We are not enjoying... we're not enjoying alcoholic beer, but we are enjoying non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, currently drinking movies. A Sharps, which is the Miller non-alcoholic beer. And we are about ready to start our fifth movie. Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, released in 2016 at 2 hours and 14 minutes.
Another PG-13?
Yep. Unlikely heroes band together to steal the plans to the Death Star. So we are finally even closer to the original trilogy now.
Yeah.
This is taking place on the same timeline. Yeah. And of course, we got to have an opening song for you. This comes courtesy of the band Pepper. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them or not. I know they've played a couple 311 cruises in the past. They're kind of a Sublime-esque type of band. They have a song called Stormtrooper, and we're going to listen to that right now on Drunk at the Movies.
Join the team.
the superstar.
And that was Pepper. Christina, one of the heads of 2Ps, is probably a bigger 311 fan than myself and has been on several of the 311 cruises. I know she has seen that band live.
All right.
So maybe she's even heard that song. I'm not sure, but I wanted to throw that one in there. Plus, I think we're actually going to see some proper Stormtroopers for the first time.
Yes.
So that's why we listened to Stormtrooper by Pepper. We've got one more song coming your way at the end of the movie, but we got to watch the movie first.
Yeah, so, of course. We'll get there.
Hopefully you guys have Disney Plus queued back up, because we're going to hit play in 3, 2, and 1.
So this, even though we watched Solo already, this movie came out before Solo. This was the first
correct
Star Wars story.
This came out movie after A Force Awakens?
Yes.
Okay.
This is between A Force Awakens and The Last Jedi. Oh,
there are some flashing light sequences or patterns that may affect photosensitive viewers.
Yes.
If you're just listening to us, you're fine.
Oh, this one does start a long time. I thought it didn't start with a long time ago. I thought it just went right into that little orchestra hit.
Well,
so I was wrong.
There's at least something. And this is another one I have on Blu-ray, but we're not utilizing the Blu-rays just for simplicity's sake. We're sacrificing picture quality for
efficiency.
Yeah. We're on a time crunch, people. We're like 10 hours deep.
Woo. Woo.
Almost.
I think that was Will Ferrell's character's reaction in Eastbound and Down.
I was just thinking
finding
that,
out
yeah.
that Kenny Powers was going to be in his commercials. Woo.
Woo. I don't know how well that series has aged. I really liked it when it first came out.
I just watched it again recently. It aged well.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's edgy without being too intentionally over the top.
Is that Anakin? No. Okay, it's a little girl.
This is young Jyn Erso. Now remind me, how many times have you seen this one?
Once.
Once, at the theater.
Yeah.
When it came out.
So, it's been a while.
Okay.
What year did I say this was? 2016?
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're going on at least 3 years plus some additional months.
Now, is there a reason you haven't revisited this movie out of the entire Star Wars
Blue
movie
Milk,
series?
Not necessarily, because I did enjoy this one. There's old Forrest Whitaker. Yeah, I liked it. Like I said, I own it.
Yeah.
I just, for some reason, have not gone back and revisited a lot of the Star Wars movies. I've had intentions of going back and rewatching the original trilogy with Brianna and Jackson again. But hadn't done that. That's the guy that played Hannibal Lecter, right?
Mm-hmm. Mads. This is Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah.
And he was, now what was his name? Lashif in Casino Royale?
Omar Shalif.
Is that it?
No.
What planet are they on?
Not Hoth.
It's not Hoth. The hut looks Tatooine-esque, but obviously
right,
it's
there's
not
too
Tatooine.
Much green. Enderine.
Yes, there is.
He's just evidently a moisture farmer. Somewhere.
I'm a lead farmer, motherfucker. One of my favorite lines ever.
She's gonna get a necklace. That's not a force, that's a crystal.
So the force was not mentioned in Solo.
Yeah.
But I think we witnessed some force sensitivity with Dryden Voss at the end. And then, of course, we saw Darth Maul, who is obviously force sensitive. So, and I don't know if that implication, if the implication from that movie is also that maybe Kira was force sensitive, or...
Could be. So those are black stormtroopers.
Mm-hmm.
You're a hard man to find, Galen. But farming. Really? Man of your talent? It's a peaceful life.
Lonely, he farms peace.
Yep.
Since Leo died, yes. Oh. Oh.
And if I remember right, that guy is in Ready Player One and plays the bad guy with the speech impediment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does he have the speech impediment here, or was that a character choice? Because that's a really weird character choice.
I don't remember what the speech impediment sounded like.
It was kind of a lisp.
What is it?
I think it might have been just a character choice.
I need you to come back.
Yeah, must have been.
We were on the verge of greatness. We were this close.
Well, maybe to do maybe an American accent, he has to have a speech impediment.
Confusing piece for terror. Well,
I like how Mads has the kind of Seven Samurai look. It looks like a character from a Kurosawa film, which is completely appropriate because this movie essentially is Seven Samurai. Or The Magnificent Seven. I have trouble remembering.
He's looking like John Wick's dad or something.
You're an inspired.
Isn't there a samurai movie that Keanu was in?
No, I admire the effort.
The Man of Tai Chi? Well, I mean, not samurai.
I was thinking of Ronin.
47 Ronin?
Yeah. Do you see that?
I wanted to.
I think I own it, and I don't think I've watched it yet. Uh-oh.
She kind of looks like Leah Thompson.
You're not taking him.
No, of course I'm not. I'm taking you all. You'll all come. You, your child, you'll all live in comfort.
As hostages.
As heroes of the...
What's wrong with me? Leah Thompson? Leah Thomas? Why...
No.
Am I blanking on that?
Leah Thompson.
Okay.
Back to the Future.
Yeah. Okay.
Lorraine Bates.
Mm-hmm.
McFly. Lorraine Baines. Bates.
I thought it was Bates.
Is it?
See, we're both like,
yeah.
You get five movies into the Star Wars universe, and your brain is just fried, man.
Like her, with that blaster hit.
And him.
They have a child.
That's one shoulder wound that doesn't kill in right. the Star Wars universe. Sometimes they kill, sometimes they don't.
It is but a flesh wound. I was running. Oh, that's fun.
That's where they hide the spare keys.
Yeah. They go all out for that hide a key thing.
Had an entire cave installed on the planet just for the hide a key.
Aw, Stormtrooper made out of toilet paper rolls.
Stormtrooper doll, interesting. Yeah.
Made out of tampon strings. I don't know. It looked like something out of
tampon
a
tampon cotton. I don't know what tampon components
FHP.
Are called. Tampon wand. I don't know. It's what are those called?
So now she's just got to hang out there in her little hideaway. Knowing her parents are most likely dead.
I feel like Link blew up the hole that led to that cave. And when he did it, it went... I
haven't played Zelda in a long time. Oh, she's sad. Lantern, you're my only friend.
That's her Firefly collection.
Uh-oh.
It's just like the beginning of Logan.
Hello.
My child.
Not Logan, the Wolverine.
Go.
Oh, hi, Jin.
We have a long ride ahead of us.
And now Forrest Whitaker is British. And you get some music now.
And I think that's, no, I guess Solo had a little bit of a cold open.
Yeah. Raindrops keep falling on my head.
It's a Nintendo controller.
Uh-oh, snoring cellmate. That's not good. So let's pull up this movie on IMDb because I'm sure I will want to know things about it.
So she's in prison, and that's one thing that is consistent throughout all of the Star Wars universe is that windows and lights have that oval opening.
Now, have you seen anything else that Felicity Jones is in?
I have, but I can't remember what.
Okay. The Amazing Spider-Man 2, probably.
Yeah.
She played Felicia.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, Black Cat. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Felicia Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
Most recently, she was in a movie that just came out this year. I actually started watching it earlier this week. Have not finished it. It's called The Aeronauts. It's a hot air balloon movie. It's an Amazon Prime.
I'm curious about that one.
It's her and the guy from Fantastic Beasts. Is in it. That's one of the guys from Imamba to Tambien, right?
Diego Luna.
Yeah, that's his name.
I thought he was really good in this, too.
Yeah, there's some good actors in this movie.
Yeah, and I like that this is really the first movie that did what the first Star Wars A New Hope did, mm-hmm. which was use unknowns, like relative unknowns, to cast instead of going with any names that were going to bring people in. I mean, Solo had a pretty big name cast.
Mm-hmm.
Aside
from
episodes 1-3.
Himself.
Yeah, Han himself.
But yeah, you had Emilia Clarke, who was in probably the biggest TV show at the moment.
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson,
one of
forever.
The biggest TV shows of all time and multiple movies.
Yeah, Tandy Newton was no slouch.
Yeah, Danny Glover.
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover, yeah. Donald Murtaugh. Glover. Donald Glover. He wasn't too old for that shit.
Right. So this is, so far, I believe, based on what I've seen, the first Star Wars movie to be rated over a 7 on IMDb.
Okay.
I believe all the others have been below that. This is a 7.8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is the first movie we're watching that we talked last movie, or two movies ago, about how Empire is pretty much everybody's favorite. Almost everyone says Empire is the best Star Wars movie. This is one of those movies that I've heard very few people say they didn't like. Pretty much everybody at least enjoyed Rogue One.
If you didn't, probably fuck something you. Wrong with you. If you don't like it, then fuck you, buddy.
Now, the title could actually be pronounced Rogue One or Rogue One. That's one of those.
That's what I was getting ready to bring up when we were watching the credits, and then I got distracted. But yes, is it meaning that that's the ship or her?
Yeah, or the movie itself is kind of the Rogue One, because it was the first movie that was not part of the Skywalker saga. And then they kind of did a similar thing with the title of Solo. I mean, yes, obviously it's about Han Solo, but it's one of the Solo movies that stands on its own away from the saga. Who knows what they were going to call the Obi-Wan movie, because...
Yeah, we'll never know.
It was going to be called Obi-Wan of its own.
What kind of urgent message do you guys understand? Kenobi 2, Electric Boogaloo. All right, so that guy's gone.
Here we see that's a fallen fun. Jedi statue.
Yeah, kind of looks like Luke a little bit, but that can't be.
Yeah.
Wobini.
Wobani? Wobani? Wobini? Kenobi?
Yeah, that's what it was making me think of. Oh, yeah. So we have internment camps here.
Of course. Yeah, I think this is one of the movies that succeeded in really going dark in the Star Wars universe. It probably is the darkest movie.
I thought we agreed Solo was pretty dark when it started. What the hell? I don't know. Must be another move day. Along. Move along. I wonder if there's any cameos by famous people as stormtroopers that we don't know about in this one.
I can't remember.
Seems to be a common thing in some of the movies.
Because Daniel Craig.
Oh, yeah, that was in like the first.
Was in Force Awakens. Uh-huh. He was the stormtrooper that has the Jedi mind trick pulled on him.
What I'll do is I'll just scroll to the bottom of the cast and work my way up.
Congratulations. You are being rescued. Please do not resist.
And that, of course, is Alan Tudyk? Was that his voice?
Cool. We're on Yavin 4. You've seen this before.
I seem to remember a battle involving Yavin.
There's that R2 droid that's
red.
You're currently calling yourself. I really love this casting of Mon Mothma.
Oh, yeah. Rian Johnson does have a uncredited cameo as Imperial Technician.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And this guy, I forget his name, but the Santa Claus looking dude.
Santa Claus looking dude. I'll try to find that on the cast list here.
I could never figure out as a child why Mon Mothma didn't have more screen time, because she seems to be an important character.
Mm-hmm.
She clearly has a lot of power. She has a strong presence.
I don't know what character this is, but this lady's headshot intrigues me. And hello. That's an uncredited role.
No.
So keep an eye out for Verona Blue as Scarif Antenna Computer. So she's probably just doing a voice.
Yeah.
Makes things easier.
Easier than what?
That's a shame.
Easier said than that.
War machine?
You've never had the luxury of political opinions.
Really?
When was your last contact with Saul Guerrero?
Yeah, I'm not seeing any surprise names in here. But he'll remember
you, though. Wouldn't he? He might have. Aside from the big surprise name at the very, very end.
Right.
We're up against the clock here, girl, so if there's nothing to talk about.
Felicity Jones was pretty fantastic in this.
I was a child. Saul Guerrero saved my life. He raised me.
But again, we have the women of Star Wars all have British accents.
Yeah, so I still.
I mean, Carrie Fisher technically no, but she did speak when she ever she did her like her princess speak, her royalty speak. It had that snobbery to it.
Mon Mothma is played by Genevieve O'Reilly, who was also in.
We have no choice now but to try and mend.
What was Revenge of the Sith? She was in that movie too.
Who was she in that?
Mon Mothma.
In Revenge of the Sith, I didn't remember seeing her.
That's what I thought, but apparently it's on the IMDb credit.
Well, it's got to be true.
I didn't remember it either.
Yeah.
But apparently,
then again, we weren't paying a lot of attention to the movie.
That's true.
When
so,
you have Derek and Zach in the room at the same time.
Yeah. Things can be missed.
Things get more entertaining than just sitting and watching a fucking George Lucas movie. That's where it's at. Officially, George Lucas has made far more bad movies than he has good movies.
So yeah, she is the second, like, face character to return from Episode 3 in this one. Because the person we mentioned earlier that we thought might pop back up.
Bam!
There he is. So good timing, Bale. Punctual as always.
Did they de-age him? Because something looks very digital about his performance. Or was it, like, technically not him?
I don't know.
Because there were not even any lines.
That's weird. Oh, and Brianna has arrived with caffeinated beverages.
Because she is awesome.
Oh, I got a strawberry cream frip.
Well, that sounds good.
That's fine. I don't need caffeine.
You can pour some of my double espresso and coffee.
Oh, no.
There's plenty of caffeine.
I don't think I need any double espresso in my life. As somebody who is not accustomed to drinking coffee, I think that would be a very poor choice. What'd you get, Brianna? Peppermint hot chocolate, not a double espresso.
I think so.
The peppermint mocha is really good, too.
Are you wanting to be on microphone now, or no?
Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, thank you for the drinks, m'lady.
Forget what you heard.
I don't know what I'm drinking, but I'll drink it.
So good. He's got a Pedigree pet food.
I was just thinking like Purina or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it is. Purina.
That's strawberry. I do know that.
And K2.
Charming. K2, that's illegal. And why would you want to buy it now?
It keeps getting legal and then illegal, then legal, then illegal, because the companies that make it overseas keep using, synthesizing different chemicals once the previous chemical gets banned from the list of things that you can ingest.
Do you think that's the kind of spice that they refer to in some of the Star Wars movies?
The spice farmers
and all that?
Yeah, probably. I mean, they're smugglers.
They're making K2.
They're smuggling spice.
At least it's not bath salts.
You're letting her keep it. Would you like to know the probability of her using it against you?
Another droid that figures probabilities. And he's got the Imperial logo there on his shoulder.
Well, this is one of my favorite characters, too.
What's his name?
K2.
Oh, right. I sold K2 for a little while.
At co-op?
At co-op. Only because people kept coming in and asking for it.
And, yeah.
So, we got it in, made a lot of money for a while, and then it went away. And people still found other ways to acquire it.
I did a news story on K2 and went to the co-op at Campus Town to interview the owner there. or the manager there.
Did Jay do an interview with you?
I think it was Jay. It's many years ago, so it's hard to remember exactly.
Yeah, it was one of those things I didn't even know what it was until customers came in asking for it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what are you talking about? They're like, yeah, do you have herbal incense? I'm like, well, you have like Nag Champa, if that's what you're meaning. And they're like, no, you smoke it. I'm like, yeah, we don't have anything like that. And then I kept having people ask about it.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, some companies we did business with had it.
Had it legally.
And they're like, people are probably asking about this. I'm like, yeah, so we can get some in and I guess see how it moves if people are wanting it. And boy, did they ever.
Mm-hmm.
He looks ridiculous. The years have not been kind to Forrest Whitaker since we last saw him.
He pretty much, he breathes like Vader, doesn't he? When he breathes that thing, doesn't it make a Darth Vader sound? Oh, let's find out.
It's ether. He's looking like a broke down Mr. Glass.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
It's got like the rip track rip thing on it.
Borgullet. Death by Unga Bunga. You've heard that joke, right?
What?
I've referenced it a couple times now. Death by Unga Bunga.
Is it like Death by Snoo Snoo?
I think it's the same joke. Okay. Yeah.
Mine's a Futurama that I was mentioning.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they did do it. It's pretty much the same thing. Mm. And I'd heard it before I saw that episode. But Unga Bunga was essentially getting anally raped to death is the implication.
Oh. What's that from?
Just a joke.
Oh, okay.
Just a
here's a
locker
Tarkin
room joke.
So this is the computer animated Peter Cushing.
We've heard word of rumors circulating.
It's not great.
Not great. It's very Polar Express-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of there's something not right about the eyes.
Especially, like, does Disney not have access if Disney also does Marvel films to Marvel's de-aging capabilities and CGI phase capabilities? Because I remember the Princess Leia CGI looking not that great either.
I mean, like, right there, honestly, it's not horrible.
It's still better than the weird mask at the end of Phantom Menace.
And then they just have somebody doing his voice.
Failure will find you explaining why to a far less patient audience.
But hey, if the estate gave permission, I say if family who knew him says no, he'd be okay with that. He'd be honored, whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's like
whatever.
They're making deep fakes. Deep fake Cushing.
Yeah. Next thing you know, we'll have like I can't think of his name. James Dean in the movie. You've heard about that, right?
Yes.
Big controversy.
Yeah. What do you think of it? This looks like outtakes here.
Right? This is the gag reel.
Like, meanwhile, behind the scenes.
It actually seems like a shot, like a beer commercial or something, like just the out-of-focus
after
camera.
A day of kicking rebel scum ass.
Yeah.
There's no time like Santori time.
Oh, that's why it's shot different. It's a flashback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Flashback of a flashback.
The James Dean controversy, I honestly don't think it's that big of a deal.
I mean, they're doing hologram concerts now.
They're doing
Buddy
hologram
Holly
concerts.
And Roy Orbison just played the Civic Center.
The main thing to me is we're just like 15 years away from his likeness becoming public domain anyway. Mm. Like, eventually, everybody loses the rights to themselves. We wouldn't have people doing Mark Twain impressions and making money off of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's Abraham Lincoln speeches. If you're tall and you're an actor and you're kind of lanky and have a big nose, congratulations, you got one role that you can pretty much bank on. So I just sort of feel like if we're going to have public domain laws that means everybody becomes part of the public domain anyway, I really don't think that James Dean being computer generated because his family said they don't care is that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I mean, I don't really have a problem with it either. It's going to be hard to animate a realistic performance from somebody, you know. You just have to take it for what it is. You're not going to be able to make the choices that they would make.
And the acting style from the 1950s to now is so completely different that it's not going to look good no matter what. Like, what, you're going to put a modern day acting twist?
There's going to have Tommy Wiseau perform the acting for.
Might as well.
Tear me apart!
Then they'll deep fake it. So for those who have not been paying attention...
Is that a jab at me?
That's a jab at myself as well. For the rest of you who have not been paying attention besides us, her father is Mads Mikkelsen. Mikkelsen.
Mads. Unless the S is silent, but maybe. I don't know why it would be.
It's pronounced like an H. It's Mads Mikkelsen. Mates. So Mads Mikkelsen, who we saw in the beginning... is Jyn Erso's hello.
Holy shit. We just had a cargo of snack cakes dropped in front of us. I don't even know what's going on.
I've told you I love Brianna, right?
Yep, she's a pretty swell gal.
Can feel. So he is the guy who helped architect, engineer the Death Star. He's one of the creators of this weapon of mass destruction. And so they've enlisted her.
Ew.
And she's just kind of like a street thief, kind of a what?
More hentai.
Yeah,
I think this is the closest to it.
Yeah, this is worse than
it's about to go in his mouth.
Yeah, it's about to get real Chekhov. Lose one's mind. Oh. So it's exactly like Star Trek 2.
No. So yeah, he's the Manhattan Project, you know.
And they're looking for him, and so they've enlisted her help to track him down. And they're using this ragtag team of sort of rebel spies. More hente.
Hey, you just lunge him. No.
Hey, I know who that guy is.
Gee, I wonder if we're on Tatooine.
That guy never gets his act together, does he?
Never learns. You must come forward with information. Just always a shit. This missing cargo
pilot. He doesn't like your face. I don't like your face either. Had a contact.
One of source rebels. Well, there was a probe droid in the back. He's just gone missing. His sister will be looking for him. This movie did really she'll be there waiting. It really laid the nostalgia on thick, but it did it well. Like, there are so many things in this, so many Easter eggs.
Force Awakens laid a lot of nostalgia. Do you feel that wasn't done as well?
The Force Awakens laid nostalgia on that, to me, was in a way that was just too derivative of A New Hope, instead of it being a callback, because it also updated everything. You know, the stormtroopers look different. Kylo Ren, sure, he's a callback to Darth Vader, and he worships Darth Vader, but he's not Darth Vader. Whereas this one, we're seeing, this is A New Hope era. It goes right into A New Hope. So we're seeing stormtroopers. Eventually, we see Darth Vader. We're seeing Star Destroyers like they were when we first saw A New Hope, but it's a new movie. So it was just really, it really felt like reconnecting with the Star Wars universe that we grew up with. Mm-hmm. Like, this was the Star Wars movie I'd kind of been looking for in the theaters. What do you know
about Kyber Crystal? That's Donnie Yen.
Yep.
Star of a bunch of good martial arts movies. Ip Man, I believe.
Yeah, Ip Man.
There's number 4 coming out, I think, right now.
Where he played, I believe, Moyat. He played the Kung Fu master who taught Bruce Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And is from the Wing Chun branch of Kung Fu.
Who are they?
The guardians of the wheels. But protectors of the Kaiser.
Forte, Sasso, Farrell.
Now they're just causing trouble for everybody.
Clark. The Guardians of the Wills. I was just trying to name as many as possible.
I actually didn't hear what he said.
Yes. I stuck with comedic wills.
Yeah.
And then I switched to athletes. That looks like the Thundercats.
Oh, yeah.
Tank or something with the claws the that Thunder come tank. Out.
I had that toy. I had, like, all the Thundercats toys.
I had some sort of monster truck that, like, lion claws came out of the tires to help grip it to climb rocks. I don't remember what that was called. I'm going to have to look that up now.
Yeah, now I can't remember that one
Natalie
either.
Portman butt gif is not the last thing on the browser, so I may hit back a couple times.
You can open another window, you know.
I could. Oh, there she is. Okay, nice to see you again. So, 80s RC car bear claws. That should do it, right?
Yeah.
Fucking A, it did. No.
I know, so sad. Like that scene in Smallville.
Shut up, kid. It was just called The Animal.
Yeah.
That's a very generic name. Expected more. And we'll just go back to Natalie Portman and close.
Right now we're seeing clone trooper kind of outfits.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is a good Star Wars battle. These are the battles that we were hoping to have.
Yeah, because it's not just a bunch of CGI shit and people just running around, too many of them fighting each other. There's enough distance.
It was choreographed. It was thought out. You can tell when the filmmakers got out, like, little toys and a model and plotted the way they wanted it to look instead of
just... Oh, there's it looked like a Wampa running around there.
Huh.
See it?
Mm-mm.
It's the big white-looking Wendigo abominable snowman type
thing. Oh, there he is, PTSD.
The proton pack on his back.
AT-STs.
Yeah, is that the first appearance of the AT-STs? Uh-huh. We've seen, like, variations.
Yeah, we've seen things that are, like, prototypes or what are, like, early models that lead to the AT-ST.
But we're seeing, like,
first
standard stormtroopers.
All-terrain steel tank. I remember in about... That's a good fight scene.
Oh, no. Oh, good.
Did you know that wasn't me?
Of course. I thought I told you to stay on the ship.
You did, but I thought it was boring and you were in trouble. There are a lot of explosions for two people blending in.
Freeze, right.
You're right.
Now, 3PO never did anything like that.
No, this is the most badass droid we've seen.
R2-D2 has his moments.
Yeah.
Where there's like people's lives depend on him and he saves
the
day.
He's the brainy badass. Mm-hmm. He's the Q. K2 is the James Bond.
Yeah. Are you excited about the last Daniel Craig James Bond movie?
I am. I really don't have
much of an opinion. Was it Death Waits for No One or something like that?
I think that's it, yeah.
He's taking us to
quiet!
Oh.
Fresh one if you mouth off again.
We'll take them from here.
Just point me in the right direction.
Look, he just keeps giving him. You can tell he's trying not to crack
laugh.
Up.
Yeah.
It's like someone said youngling on set and he was trying to hide it.
Check your diagnostics.
Diagnostics? I'm capable of running my own diagnostics, thank you very much.
Lone Captain P.
Such a cool character.
Yeah.
Have you seen Seven Samurai?
Force is with
oh, you're talking the Kurosawa film?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And I'm sure you know this, but for those of you who might not know this or just want to hear us talk about it because it's a fun thing to talk about, George Lucas essentially was a huge film of Akira Kurosawa. He loved Japanese period films about samurais, and he loved westerns, and that's essentially what he based Star Wars on, was doing a western samurai film that was inspired by the 1930s serials, like we mentioned in the previous episode, right, like Flash Gordon. He really just wanted to combine all of those things with excellent special effects and make what was, you know, the first popcorn movie, mm-hmm, essentially. And so this movie is very much intentionally paying homage to that, to Seven Samurai specifically. That's exactly what we're getting.
The dude's blind and just took out like seven stormtroopers, yeah, with a bow staff.
Clearly force sensitive. And yeah, then this is his friend who's a gunner. He's a marksman. So you have each of these people who either work independently or one of them works as a duo, get together with one common cause, mm-hmm, to on a mission to save people who can't save themselves. It's Seven Samurai.
Yeah.
And I think eventually there are seven of them. Right now we're at five. And then there'll be that TIE fighter pilot who's been brainwashed with the Chekhov slugs.
Mm-hmm.
That's six. I think there's a seventh.
No Jedi here anymore. Only dreamers like this fool.
The Force did protect me.
I protected
him. Can you get us to Saw Gerrera?
And the comedy really landed with this one. A lot of other times in Star Wars, like Solo especially, when they tried to do comedy.
Because it's not slapstick.
Yeah, it didn't land. In this one, they ground the comedy in reality. It's part of natural dialogue, and that's where it was funny in the original Star Wars trilogy.
Because I'm the daughter of Galen.
When Han would... When Leia would say, do you want me to get out and push? And Han says, it might. In a real snappy, sarcastic way. It wasn't forced. They actually seemed annoyed with each other.
Like Arizona. We have no captions for them.
And even
they're playing that game with
it's the chess game without pieces. Holograms.
Oh, look, he's looking at a VR dancing lady.
See, lots of eggs.
Wonder if that'll eggs. Come lots of back. Eggs. He also kind of looked a little bit like somebody.
Uh-huh. He's got sticks of butter on his shoulder.
Is that an Ugnaught?
Yeah, I think so. Ugnaughts, by the way, if you don't know, are the little dwarfish guys on Bespin.
Yeah, pig dwarfs.
Yeah.
And there's one in The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Voiced by Nick Nolte.
His brain was burnt open. It bothers him because he knows it's possible.
Big Malbus was once the most devoted guardian of us all.
I'm beginning to think the Force and I have different priorities.
Relax, Captain. We've been in worse cages than this one.
This is like my mind.
There is more than one sort of prison, Captain. I sense that you carry yours.
The hell's that supposed to mean? Wasn't that a Heisenberg line? More than one kind of prison.
Could have been. I still haven't watched El Camino.
I liked it.
Didn't I see there was an El Camino Christmas special or something?
Yeah, and they're not related.
They're not, okay.
I wish they were.
I was thinking it was a special about Jesse Pinkman at Christmas, and I was like, that's weird. And obviously, I can't watch it without having watched the actual movie. Okay, so it was just about like a Trailer Park Christmas. Like, that's kind of what they're going for.
Yeah. No, I wish it was related to Breaking Bad. We need a Breaking Bad holiday movie.
I was protecting you.
You don't dumped me.
You were the
wait. They were dating.
Imperial. It sounded that way for a second.
She sounded pretty mad about it. Like
it sounded like Indiana's conversation with Marion Ravenswood. Mm.
Was he grooming her?
I read about a conversation between Spielberg and Lucas when they were brainstorming that movie for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And like whoever was taking notes and like had the transcript, like they had a really creepy conversation reportedly about how old Marion was when Indiana seduced her. And they were like, yeah, he was probably like in his late 20s. She was like 16.
It was a different time. It's
true. If that even happened, like, who knows? Who knows what their conversation was? But I wouldn't be too surprised.
I am fucked up.
You want to hit this?
My eye won't even open all the way.
Oh.
You come here.
Uh-oh.
This is a good performance.
There's not much of me left. The Alliance wants my father. They think he's
my brother gonna kill us. He gonna shit. Then he gonna kill us.
You might actually help them out.
So what is it that you want, Jen?
They wanted an introduction. They've got it. I'm out now. The rest of you can do what you want.
I totally forgot when I was summarizing. We were summarizing the plot earlier that they weren't on she wasn't on her way to her dad. I totally forgot about his character. And then they find the recording, and then they find out about her dad.
All it's ever brought me is pain.
Again, brain fried, four movies in, this is five.
And I'm not going to be much help because, like I said, I haven't seen this since the theater.
Yeah.
Once we get to the next movie, I'm good.
Yeah.
Even the one after that, unfortunately, I think I will be a little better.
Seen more times than
I have seen that more times than this.
Looks like a mail carrier. No, it's 2001. That's a pretty clear reference.
We also have options for our final movie of the day. Do we watch it originally as aired with commercials, or do we watch with commercials edited out?
Man, for the sake of time, I would say commercials edited out.
Gotcha.
It's going to take half hour off the
we
day.
We will make sure to tell people to watch that video.
Yeah.
Because there's probably a half hour of them in the special, so we can shorten things by a half hour.
That won't be necessary. We need a statement, not a manifesto.
I'm just waiting for him to start singing about hot chocolate on a train or something now. In the spirit of Christmas and... Did Robert Zemeckis direct this?
No, but that that would have been an interesting.
Just that I don't know. There's something about that CGI, it but is. That's just what I think of. Bit,
yeah,
The Adventures of Tintin.
Mm-hmm. Or like the Final Fantasy movie that came out in what was that early 2000s, late 90s?
I'm gonna kill him! No! Uh-oh. Wait, come here! No!
Oh no, that's our sixth samurai. We need him. The bars in that window are very Star Wars. Like, I feel like that's part of the Ewok village or something.
Right.
The toys, I mean.
I am a pilot. I enjoy the band Pilot and their hit song, Magic. Okay. I'm the pilot. Yes, okay, good. Glad we established that. You got there.
Now, where is Galen Erso?
Man, you get made fun of a lot when you grow up with the name Galen. Galen.
Yeah. I opted for a donut stick.
God.
Oh, yeah. So, if you are watching this...
Going with the Swiss rolls.
Ho ho?
The ho ho's. Not the ding dongs, the ho ho's. Yo, ding dong.
Yo, man, ding dong, man.
Ding dong, yo.
Great music video. You ain't fat, you ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
See, Weird Al comes up even when you're not talking about The Saga Begins and watching Star Wars.
When I was taken, I faced some bitter truths. I was told that soon enough Krennic would have you as well. As time went by, I knew that you were either dead or so well hidden that he would never find you. I knew if I refused to work, if I took my own life, it would only be a matter of time before Krennic realized he no longer needed me to complete the project. So I did the one thing nobody expected. I lied. I learned to lie. I played the part of a beaten man resigned to the sanctuary of his work. I made myself indispensable, and all the while, I laid the groundwork for my revenge. We call it the Death Star.
I put in this one little bitty...
It will be unleashed.
One little bitty flaw.
A place of weakness deep within the system. A flaw so small and powerful.
People either loved or hated this whole thing, where it explains something that people considered poor writing on the very first Star Wars movie.
Right.
Which it really kind of is. Why would that even exist like that? I enjoyed this. I think, okay. And people had the same reaction like in Star Trek when they tried explaining why Klingons look different from the original series to The Next Generation. Enterprise explained it as a disease, essentially.
That's the place I've laid my trap.
That's
well hidden.
It's a trap?
Well, we won't get into all
that. One blast to any part of it will destroy the entire station.
Oh, snap.
You need the plans. The structural plans for the Death Star to find the reactor. I know there's a complete engineering archive in the data vault at the Citadel Tower on Scarif. Any pressure...
Oh, Scarif. That's where that droid is, that one girl plays, but we probably won't see her. Uh-oh, there's a rumbling.
That was a realistic reaction to finding out your father isn't the monster that you thought he was.
Yeah, I think they need to get GTFO, because that doesn't look good.
Broken windows are a theme in Star Wars. Broken circular windows.
And balls.
And balls.
K2, where are you?
There you are.
K2, where are you?
Although there's a problem on the horizon.
To do now.
There's no horizon. Locate our position. Bring that ship in here, now!
Where are you going?
I gotta find Jin. Get the pilot.
There's no time to drink.
Tonic.
I'll get the pilot.
Badass.
Pilot.
No. Let's go.
With your goggles.
I gotta go. I know where your father is. Go with him, Jin. Let's go.
Come with us.
I will run no longer. Come on. But you must save yourself. Come on.
Great song by Stabbing Westward.
I was just thinking that.
Chicago industrial rock band.
No, man, more Jedi statues crumbling. That makes me mad.
Yeah, think of how long it took to make those.
I somehow totally forgot we were on Jedi. I was thinking we were on Tatooine just because we saw those Tatooine characters earlier.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Same thing the guy said that Belloc said at the end of Raiders.
It's beautiful.
And then he got his face melted.
His exploded.
Yeah.
Come on! Let's get out of here!
Like now.
Oh dear. They're running into trouble, but they have nowhere else to go.
If only Star Wars had transport technology like Star Trek.
It would take out half the movie.
Pretty much.
Not very optimistic about our odds.
It's not always about where you're going. It's about the journey there. And Star Wars has plenty of those journeys.
But very fast journeys, yeah. Because hyperdrive is never explained. It just gets you where you need to go.
Well, shit. Come at me, bro. What was the point of taking the hose out?
Maybe he was trying to breathe one last time with his actual sense that he just wanted to feel the world naturally one last time. I don't know. Kind of like Vader wanting to take off his helmet at the end to look upon Luke.
This is getting Inception-y.
Yeah.
It's like folding in on itself.
I haven't completed my calculations.
I'll make them for you.
I don't like the way he said that. Man, it's still going. How's that fire still going?
I guess there's a lot of oxygen in the atmosphere that's just leaking out into space.
I have a strainer on my head. I like how some of them look happy and others look shocked.
Yeah.
Your work exceeds all expectations.
No shit.
You'll tell the Emperor, isn't it? I will tell him.
So are really just all these net cakes? This is like they're all up for grabs.
Apparently so.
That was only an. I'm not going to be disappointing a child by eating all the.
She brought them down, so. I'm assuming she's wanting us to eat them.
Is this a,
That's a donut stick. That's what I just had.
Ah.
I'm afraid the recent security breaches have laid bare your inadequacies as a military director.
Oh, he's got orange buttons.
You think this pilot acted alone? He was dispatched from the installation on Edo.
His buttons just make me think of Battleship.
I feel like some of these extras don't look like Imperial officers.
Yeah. Well, it was it's the early days of the Empire.
It would take anyone, even the ballet dancers.
Located on Eden. Please advise.
Proceed. Tell him my orders still stand.
In the place where I live.
Keep to the plan. We have no idea what he's building for the Empire. We have to kill Galen Erso while we have the chance.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Please. Tell me. All of it.
So you said we're still missing one of the group?
Yeah, we're missing a seventh samurai. We got six right now.
All of it.
Understood.
They're still in hyperdrive.
Set course for Edo.
Yeah, I feel like this is the longest journey we've ever seen.
They didn't have the coordinates set until now?
I think they were just changed. They were setting course.
Can you do that while you're in hyper?
I don't know.
That seems like that could be trouble.
That's my biggest issue. One of my big issues, I should say, with the Star Wars universe is that stuff is never really explained or explored. It's not really sci-fi. It's science fantasy.
Sci-fi?
Guess it was too late.
Cypher. Wasn't there a Master Cypher?
Seems pretty late to me.
No. We can beat the people who did this. My father's message. I've seen it. They call it the Death Star. But they have no idea there's a way to defeat it.
They have no idea how stupid the name is.
He did build it.
Because he knew they'd do it without him. My father.
Because it doesn't look anything like a star. It looks more like a moon.
Yeah.
He's rigged a trap inside it. That's why he sent you, to bring that message.
Where is it? Where is the message?
It was a hologram.
You have that message, right?
In my head. So I'm just supposed to believe you, a girl? I feel like that could have been an honest line if this movie was made at a different time.
Part of the reason that was so funny is the face he made when you said, a girl. You did it like a very Bruce McCullough kind of sarcastic kids in the hall face.
that
just call me Cabbage Head.
The reactor. He's placed a weakness there. He's been hiding it for years. He said, if you can blow the reactor, the module, the whole system goes
blow
down.
Blow rock?
We need to send word to the Alliance.
I've done that.
They have to know there's a way to destroy this thing. They have to go to Scarish to get
we have to talk to Mon Mothma.
We're in the heart of Imperial territory.
Then we'll find him and bring him back. And he can tell them himself.
I believe that this and Solo, John Williams did not compose the music, correct?
Let's see if it gives that detail.
When you say that word, do you pronounce it detail or detail?
Depends. John Williams for probably the ones that were already written.
Yeah.
Michael Giacchino for the rest.
That's right. I've had people get on my case for saying detail.
I usually say detail, but
I go back and forth.
Yeah, it depends on the sentence.
Yeah. Do you say sentence or do you say
sentence? Sentence.
10 degrees up. No.
Noah!
Are you sure this is the way?
They have
landed. See, instance.
Sentence. Sounds exotic.
There's a 26% chance of failure.
How much farther? I don't know. I'm not sure. I never really come this way. We're close. I know that.
Well, no, I'm a pilot.
I don't want to know. Thank you.
I understand.
I like K2's spine, neck. It looks kind of skeletal look that this Imperial droid has is cool.
Uh-oh.
What did they call his droid? K2's type? It's not Imperial droid. But
yeah, I'm
like
not
that.
Sure. Well, that's one way to land.
Try them again.
I am, sir. Hello?
Signal's gone dead. Squadron up. Target Edu.
He may be dead.
Squadron up. That's a weird verb. Squadron is a verb?
Yeah. It's kind of like,
regulators, squadron up.
What was the other? Oh, when they used wizard as a verb.
Or is a wizard, Harry.
As an adjective. That's so wizard. Like it's so raven.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with Raven Simone.
Bodhi, you're coming with me. We'll go up the ridge and take it out.
I'm coming with you.
That was weird.
It was a lightsaber sound.
Ridiculous. We all got the message. Everyone
here knows. One blast to the reactor module. I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
No, he got the upside. He got the upside. Mm. I got the downside. See, there's two sides to every Schwartz.
Let's get a handle on what we're up against. So we're going to go very small and very careful up the rise and see what's what. Let's get out of here.
Oh, this is thrilling music. It, like, straight up told us.
It's thriller music. Pretty soon, Vincent Price is gonna rap.
Does he look like a killer?
No.
How would I know? Oh, wait, I'm talking to myself.
What are you talking about?
How do I know what a killer looks like?
Why do you ask that? What do you mean, does he look like a killer?
The Force moves darkly near a creature that's about to kill.
Oh, well, that definitely
Christopher
covers
Walken?
It.
That's, it sounded it like
was.
That's how he turned
it's a Christopher
into.
Walken impression.
The Force, you see, it moves.
Can't see much from down
when someone's about to kill.
There's a great scene in Superman 2 where he's describing to Lois that he built the Fortress of Solitude by a Kryptonian crystal that was calling to him. Mm-hmm. And it sounds exactly like Christopher Reeve is doing a Jeff Goldblum impression. During the scene, he's just like, you see, the crystal was calling to me. It's just like, what? Why is he doing a Jeff Goldblum impression?
Jeff Goldblum has a show on Disney Plus, The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's entertaining. Don't expect to learn much from it, but it's just Jeff Goldblum being Jeff Goldblum for a half hour every week.
All right.
And being fascinated by things like shoes and barbecue.
Interesting.
And ice cream. If you've ever wanted to see Jeff Goldblum lick an ice cream cone gratuitously, this is the show for you.
There's definitely an audience for that.
The path is clear.
He even pops up at a tattoo shop in Pittsburgh, where he's originally from, that has a Jeff Goldblum day where people get Jeff Goldblum themed tattoos.
Do they get them for free? Is that
I'm
the
not
whole
sure,
marketing catch?
He shows up to it.
Does he get a tattoo?
He gives a tattoo. He helps complete a Jeff Goldblum tattoo.
Now that's an experience. I would get a Jeff Goldblum tattoo if it meant Jeff Goldblum was contributing to the art. I'd be like, you know what? That's the only reason to get a Jeff Goldblum tattoo.
Yeah, it was a little meta. So, also saw his wife and kids in one of the episodes. Not what you would expect. And she seemed pretty normal.
Are they like Wookiees or something? No.
Is
it Nala?
One, I expected the kids to be older based on how old he is. Like,
I could see him being later in life.
Youths.
They were
two Utes.
They were two Utes.
That's him, Galen. In the dog suit.
Yeah, they're in the episode about barbecuing. Because his wife jokes about him not really being a grill master.
So you're not familiar with the Darksaber at all, are you?
Mm-mm.
At this point.
Get back down there.
I'm guessing it's the opposite of a lightsaber.
Pretty much.
You said we came up here just to have a look. I'm here.
It's introduced.
So it's like a void.
It's pretty much just a sword, but it has kyber crystals that surround the edge of, like, just the edge of the sword, so it looks like it's black, but it's only because it's an actual sword blade surrounded by an outline of lightsaber, if that makes sense.
Proud as I can be, Trinic.
I think I'm following.
Think you'll pick it up when I throw it down?
Yep. So we're on the run. The bad guys
just
are
like
still
Pink
around.
Floyd.
Oddly enough, that song played at the Riverman game I went to a couple nights ago while a bunch of little kids were playing like peewee hockey between periods. I'm like, why are we playing Dark Side right now?
That's weird.
It was a really bizarre choice. One of you. I was trying to figure out like if there was a reason it was being played. Like, this is brought to you by On the Run convenience stores. No. Like, it made no sense. And if you're going to play one song from Dark Side, that's a weird one to play.
The one you least expect, yeah. So here's a character holding a Dark Saber. I think it's the Dark Saber.
That's cool.
It is pretty cool.
Very well, I'll consider it a group effort then. Ready?
Stop the execution.
It was me.
I did the bad thing.
They have nothing to do with it. Spare them.
This is tense.
It is.
He was about to shoot five old men.
Five old men. They're the mice.
Yes, American tail.
The Moskowitz. Moskowitzes.
Five old Moskowitz. He's a Jewish mouse.
Which, I looked that up recently, and it did not get good reviews.
Oh,
I remember
really?
It being considered a good movie.
Oh. Ooh,
bitch slapped.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that.
Those are cool-looking stormtroopers.
How do I know the weapon is complete? Let me share with you some details.
So he says details, not details.
We're going to blow up Alderaan. That was not a Wilhelm, I don't think.
It wasn't. You'll all be happy to hear that I had just withheld from telling a terrible pun. So.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Well, no, you know, it was for you. Merry Christmas, Dustin.
Feliz Navidad.
I feel like Felicity Jones looks different in every scene in this movie.
The last reminder of the Jedi. Gone.
You'll never win.
Now, where have I heard that before?
Relay from Captain Andor.
General, let's see. Andor. Everything. Everything.
Yeah.
Every time anybody's about to die and they're talking to the villain. The squadron
leader on. Get him on now.
They're already engaged, sir.
I didn't even know they were dating. See, I'll make the bad jokes, too.
Thank you.
All right, so we got a bunch of X-Wings.
This is the first X-Wing that we've seen. This is
that
the
guy
first
squad should not fly.
I missed it.
Well, Donnie Yen, the blind one, should probably not get behind the wheel of a X-Wing. Do they have wheels?
No, he took down quite a few stormtroopers. Without his
but
eyes.
That was in close combat. I don't know how far his range of, what he's able to pick up can go.
Did she say father or fodder, like bantha fodder? Like hello mudda, hello fodder.
Right.
And again, this feels... like real nostalgia, seeing these Death Star gunners and obviously the TIE fighters and the X-Wings in a dogfight.
People carrying things.
Yeah, people carrying, loading and unloading things for ships. Feels real New Hope-ish.
Ah, sorry guys, I fell down. And there he goes another. Oh.
Thought he was yawning.
Yeah, I did too. He's just warming up his hands.
Ooh, he's got a cool crossbow just like Chewie. Almost a Wilhelm. It was like a half of a Wilhelm.
Yeah. Nice shot, buddy.
It was a Vil half screen.
Good looking out.
Next time, catch it.
Gotta get that over-the-shoulder villain look.
Oh. She was not expecting that. Backdraft.
I think I've mentioned in a previous podcast that Sarah and I were going through a 90s kick watching a bunch of 90s movies, and when Backdraft, and most of them aren't nearly as good as we remember.
Yeah,
but most of them don't age well. Backdraft was definitely one of them. It was pretty comical.
I've seen your message. The hologram.
Well, it's on the shelf over there. I think still sealed.
And then we did that. That turned into us having a Ron Howard movie-thon. And the Da Vinci trilogy is definitely a movie.
Oh, there's three?
There's three. It goes Da Vinci Code, Angels and Demons, and then Inferno.
Oh.
There's a third one.
I guess I didn't even know Inferno was
That's part of that.
Apollo 13 I watched this year.
And that was... that is probably, I think, his best movie. That and Far and Away were good.
Papa, can you hear me? I'm just going to keep doing it.
When my family lived in Pekin, our phone number was very close to one of the Papa John's numbers, apparently. We got Papa John's calls all the time.
Well, it's 7272.
Our first phone number, yeah, must have been something 7272. And then I think we got a new one when we moved.
Mm. And now you don't even have a landline.
Nope.
Because nobody does, unless you're a business, like Two Peas Pizza and Pub.
Yes.
353-6000
and phone numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Not Transylvania 65000.
Right.
353-6000. I wonder if that movie holds up. We've talked about that, I think.
Yep.
Well done. You're a rebel now.
I would not know.
With the rebel Yale.
I saw Billy Idol a couple of years ago. Oh, okay. We're just getting very repetitive now.
Come on, let's go. Move. Move, let's go. Come on.
Did I mention we're in a hurry? post haste.
Wait, slow down, slow down. Find okay, hurry board. Up again, hurry up again, hurry.
Green light. Red light. I feel a lot of her performance is just kind of looking pensive. Not saying much.
Having an intense look on her face.
Like that. That's not how you hold hands.
Yeah, Han's not even in this movie. It's Hans.
Gruber.
You lied to me.
You're in shock.
You're in shock? That sounds painful.
Yikes.
I had that once.
To me, Mountain Dews.
You're in shock.
Also, peeing on an electric fence.
He just keeps talking about it.
I bet you have. They know. You lied about why we came here, and you lied about why you went up alone.
I had every chance to pull the trigger. But did I? Did I?
Like Matthew Sweet, he needs someone to pull the trigger.
Star Wars fans are all about getting triggered.
That's what Alliance bombs have killed him.
Yeah. Doesn't take much these days.
And you get it on both ends.
Orders. When you know they're wrong.
Sounds painful.
That does sound painful. That's not. I was waiting. I knew there was a dirty joke there.
We don't all have the luxury of deciding when and where we want to care about something. Suddenly, the rebellion.
I'm always expecting this guy to spit. To be like, duh, ah.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
Right. Empire scum.
Prepare to die.
You're the only one who lost everything.
Around
not even watch with me. That charming accent.
I can dance. And he just bursts into like,
safety dance.
Yeah. Hey, assholes, what are we doing?
We're still at just six, right?
Yeah.
Does somebody join when they get back to
you? Unless you're counting. Are you counting the robot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Counting K2. Maybe her dad's technically the seven.
Maybe. I'm looking at the cast list here to see if I'm.
If somebody pops up
yeah.
still.
Yeah. I don't think so, unless they were considering Forrest Whitaker.
That could be. I guess it's the sixth samurai. Oh, this is important. This is great. Well,
but you don't have to take my word for it.
Da-da-da.
Is this Darth Maul again?
Darth Mulligan? He's the Irish Sith.
Well, you have to trust the dark side.
Director Credic has arrived.
Is that Roger Waters?
I think so. Look.
Look away.
It looks pretty comfy, actually.
Mother, should I trust the government?
See you on the dark side of the force.
Oh, he's tall. Oh, there's the John Williams.
There's his contribution.
Gulp!
I was just waiting for him to, like, tuck his index finger in on his collar.
That's where all the steam is coming from.
Sup, bitch?
Director Krennic. Lord Vader. You seem unsettled.
No, just press...
Vader is much more intimidating than the last time we saw him when yeah. he screamed. No!
I delivered the weapon the Emperor requested. I deserve an audience to make certain that he understands its remarkable potential.
Its power to create problems has certainly been confirmed. A city destroyed An Imperial facility openly attacked?
It's just nice to see Darth Vader.
Yeah, it's... Again, this, you know, you feel like it's Star Wars again.
No, it's...
There is no Death Star.
Only Zool.
You can tell James Earl Jones' voice has changed a little bit.
A little
over
bit.
The past
it's
30, 40 years.
Yeah.
The Emperor, the Galen Erso has not compromised this weapon in any way.
So I'm still in command?
Yeah.
You'll speak to the Emperor about that.
I can't think of the word he was going to say. This happens to me all the time.
Oh, there he goes. Cat, got your tongue?
Director.
Remember there was a Mad Magazine cartoon where Darth Vader pinched a girl's butt down from down the hallway, and that was the joke, that he was just using the force pinch to pinch a waitress's butt.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was hilarious. I was 8.
Are we really talking about disbanding something that we worked so hard to create?
We can't just give in.
We joined an alliance, not a suicide pact.
We've only now managed to gather our forces.
Gather our forces? General Draven's already blown up an Imperial base.
A decision needed to be made.
If it's war you want, you'll...
Pamela?
If that's how it's going, why have an alliance at all?
If she's telling the truth, we need to act now.
Come.
That guy sounds like Akbar, but looks like a frog. It's like one of the Mon Calamari mated with Boss Nass, and that's the love child.
Could be.
To lure our forces into a final battle to destroy us once and for all.
You carry in a Gungan child?
Yeah, what's with the motorboating?
Yeah, the motorboating hardcore in Gungan City.
So that we may have a chance to defeat this.
So you've told us.
If the Empire has this kind of power, what chance
do we... Me like a motorboat.
What chance?
It's bomb bad.
The question is, what choice? Run, hide, plead for mercy, gather your forces. You give way...
Why is that guy holding his belt like that?
Much power, I don't
know.
You can end the galaxy to an eternity of submission. The time to fight is now.
Yes.
Every moment you waste is another step closer to the ashes of Jedha.
Yeah, she makes a point.
What is
she proposing?
Good name for a chapter in anything Star Wars, The Ashes of Jedha.
Send the rebel fleet if you have to. You need to capture the Death Star plans if there's any hope of destroying it.
He's got a lot of pocket protectors. There's a Simon game in the middle of the table, speaking of Simon.
Hey, yeah. But hope. A new hope.
Rebellions are built on hope.
Say it.
There is no hope.
I say we fight.
I say the rebellion.
Star Wars, A New Hope.
I'm sorry, Jim. Without the full support of the Council, the odds are too great.
We are a democracy, after all. Oh, murmur. Murmur louder, everybody. On South Park, they would just be going, rum, 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 rum.
Rutabaga, rutabaga, rutabaga.
You don't look happy.
They prefer to surrender.
And you? Mm-hmm. She wants to fight.
So do I. We all do.
Like Corey Hart, we never surrender.
I'm not sure 4 of us is quite enough.
How many do we need?
All right, 3 more. About? You need 3.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, hello. Oh, all right.
That's 1-7.
I guess you could consider the army collectively that joins them to be the 7th
yeah.
character.
I'd like to volunteer. Some of us... We've all done terrible things on behalf of the rebellion. Spies. Saboteurs.
Saboteurs.
Hey, we've hit the 11-hour mark.
Woo! Almost half a day.
Yep. I'm going to celebrate by using the facilities.
All right.
Oh, my back is popping.
it was for a
cause. I'll just take care of this solo.
Cause that was worth it. Without that, we're lost. Everything we've done would have been for nothing.
I think this is probably also the most solid script that we've seen so far. Solo had some fun dialogue, but as far as story structure and the screenplay itself, this is a pretty excellent movie, I think. I will wait to say where this is on my list, but this maintains the trend that so far, everything that we've watched, beginning with episode one up until this point, I think each movie has gotten consistently better.
Cassian said I had...
But I do feel that there was a big jump to this one. This is, I think, a truly good movie. Cinematically speaking, it's, you know, again, great story, great script. It's well directed. The acting is believable, and it really does feel like it's part of the Star Wars universe, not just something that stars a bunch of, or features a bunch of Star Wars characters. This really does take me back. It has the cinema feel that the original trilogy had. I don't feel like Solo really had a vision. It's not a movie that, I should say, everybody went into with a vision. It felt like a movie that was taken over by somebody who didn't start it, who didn't see it through to completion. Because, as we've talked about in the past, on the topic of the first two Superman movies, Richard Donner started directing the second one. He then was replaced by the other... Richard, what's his name? Look it up. And he had to reshoot more. He had to make sure that he had directed more than 50% of the movie. That's what Solo felt like. It felt like a movie that somebody else directed 30% of it, and then Ron Howard directed like 70% of it. It didn't feel like it had a vision like this did.
I totally agree.
Although Solo did have Paul Bettany, who played Vision.
Haha, fair point.
You made it back in time just for the shitty joke. You didn't hear any of the educated stuff that I said.
Yeah. I trust you.
Stuff educated, but you know what I mean.
He's lived in hiding since the Emperor's Purge. Yes, I will send for him.
Oh, the Emperor has an eating disorder.
I would trust someone.
Or do they do a thing in the Empire where one day a year they let everybody just not follow rules and they can kill whoever they want?
They do a purge, yeah.
Oh,
got it.
Here we go.
Okay. We're coming in.
Bodai, that was the name of the alien object in the movie Solar Babies.
Never saw Solar Babies.
That surprises me.
I don't know if I've heard
of Solar
Babies.
It was like a post-apocalyptic 80s movie with a bunch of kids in it.
Huh.
Jason Patrick is in it. Jamie Gertz, fresh off of Lost Boys. They're together. Lucas Haas.
Okay.
When he was little.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's this like glowing ball that is called Bodai. And they also play like roller hockey game in the movie. I'm trying to remember who else is in it. I think there's somebody else that was somebody. It's one of those movies that I watched a lot as a kid, but a lot of people have not heard of it, which surprises me.
Flight station. Transmitting clearance code now. Transmitting.
It does not have good reviews. Oh, let's see. Peter DeLuise, that's who I was thinking of, from 21 Jump Street.
She's got one of those cool crystals from, like, the early 90s.
And Terrence Mann. And some other people that I've heard of. Adrian Pastar. I believe he was on Heroes, I think.
I'll tell the others.
Aw. They had an affectionate touch.
Thank you.
composer of the music in this movie, aside from John Williams, did a great job of capturing that John Williams sound.
Acknowledge, please. Yeah, I was a fan of Michael Giacchino's from the TV show Lost.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Frequent collaborator of J.J. Abrams.
Okay.
He did the music for The Incredibles. He's done a lot of Pixar stuff.
I recognized his name when you said it. I wasn't sure what from.
Landing track engaged.
Landing track locked.
All right, well, I guess this is it. Off we go.
We're landing.
We're coming in.
I love you all.
Saw Gerrera used to say, one fighter with a sharp stick, nothing left to lose can take the day. They have no idea we're coming. They've no reason to expect us. If we can make it to the ground, we'll take the next chance. And the next. On and on until we win. Or the chances are spent. The Death Star plans are down there. Cassian, K2 and I will find them. We'll find a way to find them.
And if not, we'll find a way to find a way to find them.
Cassian's jacket is even kind of a throwback to... It kind of feels like Han's jacket in Empire.
Light the place up. Make 10 men feel like 100. And get those troopers away from us. What should I do?
Get that cat out of here.
Just running. You're our only way out of here.
Our only hope.
You're our only hope.
He's got hipster goggles.
They're like, hey, you into steampunk?
Exactly.
My ears itch.
All day of headphones?
Yep. At least I'm not wearing earbuds. I feel like that would be bad.
They're growing hemp back there.
Are we at a resort? There's a lot of palm trees. And
yeah, could be.
Ready?
I mean, I guess. You just gave us a huge pep talk. Yeah, like, if we're not ready now. Why is that guy standing with such a wide stance? Do you think his, like, balls were sticking to his thigh? It looks like it might be a little humid there.
He's a man spreader.
He's, like, trying to
looking for a manifest.
Get a little more comfortable.
Just down here.
See, if this were a video game, I'd be firing at those shield generators up top and then going down for the last one on the bottom.
All right, time to play dress up. He's like, I didn't see anything.
Good luck, little sister.
Cry, little sister. There's another Lost Boys reference for you.
Go! Go now, you're clear!
Go now, you've been here 4 hours. It's okay to do that voice when you're actually quoting a comedian. Michael Scott taught us that.
Was that John Panette talking about getting kicked out of a Chinese buffet?
Mm-hmm.
Is he dead yet?
I don't know.
Let's look it up.
That was the other good play on that. I've got a bad feeling about... Hey, quiet.
Yes, he died in 2014.
Oh, hey, that tower has cable.
From X-Men?
No, satellite dish.
Oh, okay. Cut the cord, people.
These are interesting ships, these flying pyramids.
We need a map.
Well, I'm sure there's one just lying about.
You know what you have.
He starts sweeping the floor. Not a mop, a map.
I wish he would break into his King Candy voice from Wreck-It Ralph, which is basically just Edwin, the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, what's up?
One per pad. Pick your spot. We want to draw them out. I'll call the timing. Go!
This looks like it was filmed at Disney World. Oh boy.
I like his cool vacuum cleaner
guy. I was getting ready to say, is that like a shop vac on his back?
You know that in the sense that we used to take things from around the house and pretend that we were, you know, with us it was as something as simple as wrapping paper tubes for lightsabers or broomsticks.
My dad and sister have a yearly tradition of having a lightsaber battle with wrapping paper tubes. My mom saves them. I was giving them some crap this year because I thought it was phoned in. My sister didn't even move. She just stood and just kind of went like this. And my dad, I mean, he's a year removed from having triple bypass, so I give him a little bit slack. But my sister, I know she's got a bum knee, but still, I was like, you got to move around more than this. You got to put something into it. Change positions. You know?
Otherwise, it's just kind of becoming sad.
Right.
It's like, all right, is this really a tradition anymore, or is it just going through the motions?
If you're going to do something, fucking do it right.
Right. Commit, damn it.
If
commit
Hoover
to the role.
Was here, he would be shouting at the top of his lungs about it. But I don't have that energy after 12 hours, and I don't want to frighten the lady that brought us all the snacks.
Yeah.
She could pour a bunch of food into that helmet and then eat it while she's running around.
Ready. Standing by.
Like, I could be a trooper and eat popcorn.
You were definitely, like, six movies into a marathon.
I'm just a guy who likes snacks.
Snacking on that.
Hands-free snacking. Cheese balls.
Okay.
Would you like some?
No, I'm going to wait until my coffee's over. Coffee and snacks.
I see you have a note sheet over there. What is your notes for?
This is my ranking of Star Wars
movies. I thought it was so you had a cheat sheet to remember the titles.
No, okay. No, not at all. No. Come on, don't insult me, Dustin. Well, don't insult me.
We were talking about it was going to be a long day.
That's true. Yeah, after leading up to Rise of Skywalker and then immediately after Skywalker, I wanted to go through the ranking to really remind myself how I felt about each movie and decide where Rise of Skywalker fit on the list.
At the end of the holiday special, we can rank what we saw today and then add to it the next time. I have no idea how much of this movie is left.
I'm guessing about 20 minutes.
I want to speak with Director Krennic.
He's there, sir. On Scarif.
It's the rebels, sir. They're here. To quote Eddie Izzard.
They are.
Oh, the jump to do they want tea? No, but they brought a flag. And that's when he does the Lord Vader. What? Gives Vader the pleasant British voice.
Luke, the Force is quite strong with you. It's just as strong as a small pony.
Oh, that's quite strong. Yeah, it is.
And he... Does he do the cross-dressing anymore?
I think when he performs stand-up, he still does.
Because I was
going to
say,
does.
All the stand-up DVDs I had years and years ago, he was always in drag.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if he still does or not. I would think he does, but I don't. I think he toured not too long ago. I didn't get a chance to see him. But I think he hadn't done stand up in a while and then toured. That was the pewiest sounding blaster of all of Star Wars.
Tom Scarif.
May the Force be with you.
Scarif? They're going to Scarif?
Mm-hmm.
Why does nobody ever tell me anything, Artu?
So,
he's been kind of minimal.
Wait, they weren't in Solo, were they?
Yeah, and that was their one little cameo, I guess.
Yeah, and I guess it makes sense to put him in this. If you're going to be on Yavin, you might as well have the droids there. But yeah, it's interesting that Solo is the only movie that they're not in.
This is Pad 2, Pad 2. I spot 40 rebels heading west.
Pad Thai.
I want Pad Thai all of a sudden.
I'm not a big Indian food.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not a huge fan. I went to...
Get reinforcements down to Pad 5 immediately.
Taste a Thai once. I like Chinese food. That's about it.
I like Thai food. And I like Indian food.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about, I think it's the spices they cook with. Yeah. They don't agree with me.
That's happened to me, but I'll risk it for the flavor. I'm a big fan of the flavor.
You got the fever for the flavor?
I got a fever. The only cure.
It's more curry.
Exactly.
Run!
Uh-oh. Hey, it's an AT-AT. Or an AT-AT. Why do they call those ones AT-ATs, but they don't call the other ones ATs?
I don't know. I used to wonder that, too.
Yeah.
And then one day, I just let it go.
Yeah. These are the things that keep me up at night. Not really.
That was a pretty cool going from light speed to... regular speed.
Admiral Radish of the Rebel Alliance.
Admiral Radish.
Report in.
Admiral, this is Blue Leader standing by.
This is Gold Leader standing by.
This is Red Leader standing by.
I like how the caption was just changing the color.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like sliding.
Director, the Rebel fleet. It's amassing outside.
So what is your favorite ship of all of the alphabet designation ships of the Rebel Alliance?
X-Wing.
X-Wing?
Yeah.
Defend the fleet. Blue Squadron, get to the surface before they close that gate.
Copy you, Admiral.
I think it's in Rogue Squadron, or is it... I can't remember if it's the second or the third one. But you are... You know, a B-Wing is the option.
Mm-hmm.
B-Wing is a fun ship to pilot in those games.
Close it!
It has so much more maneuverability, and you can just sort of, it's like, it actually feels like you're piloting it.
Uh-oh.
No.
Now you done fucked up.
That is the scream of a Rebel pilot who's about to explode, isn't it? Like, builds up to a certain level.
Let's hear that, or what? Yeah, they turn into Tim Allen from Home Improvement.
Are those, like, batons that she has behind her, or are those, like,
yeah, I was thinking they were, like, a double katana at first,
yeah.
But then I'm like, no, I think they're, like, billy clubs almost.
I think...
Or shocky sticks.
It's Casey Jones. They're hockey sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Bodhi, can you hear me?
Boogie Boogie?
Bodhi, tell me you're out there.
Oh, Bodhi.
Bodhi.
Boogie.
I'm over here.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, we're standing by.
They've started fighting. The base is on lockdown.
I know. Listen to me. The Rebel fleet is up there. You gotta tell them to blow a hole in the shield gate so we can...
Yeah, blow a hole.
Wait, but I can't. I'm not hooked into the comms tower. We're not tied in.
It's the only way we're getting them out of here.
Find a way. Cover our backs.
Yeah, those are not swords.
You wanted one, right?
Your behavior, Janasso, is continually unexpected.
Jin, come on.
I like that respecting droids mm-hmm. is a recurring theme in Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's its message of peace right. and acceptance. Is treat a droid the way you would treat anyone.
Yeah, so if you want to have sex with them, that's fine.
Yeah,
just get consent.
Sex droids have to be a thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Ask Lando. I'm sure he would know.
Yeah, I mean, if you can make a robotic hand look and feel like normal flesh, you know that sex droids exist.
Well, you'd have to ask Padme about that.
Yeah, yeah. Only she knows. Look!
Hooray!
Rebels are big fans of flying in at the last minute to save the day.
Mm-hmm.
Do it a lot.
Get ready. We're going to have to go out there.
Just like making an entrance.
What are you doing?
Is that ludicrous?
They closed the shield gate. We're stuck in.
But it's another Ghostbusters proton pack.
We have to get a signal strong enough to get through to them and let them know that we're trapped down.
No, he's Geordieing.
Why does he always have the goggles on his forehead and never on his face?
Yeah.
Why have them? If you don't wear them ever, they're obviously not essential to have on your forehead.
Yeah.
Or do we think you look too much like the other guy that we need them there to differentiate your characters?
Which other guy?
Diego Luna.
Oh.
Keep trying. It's like, no, that's Goggles guy. And that's the guy that doesn't have the goggles.
Yeah.
Like, at least put them on at some point. Or, you know, you can just put them in your pocket.
Yeah, I feel
it's
gonna
leave
we haven't seen them wear them
at all.
A
mark on your
right.
forehead or something. That's my thing, man. I'm goggles.
I really want to play a Star Wars game now. Make a home and download X-Wing.
Yeah. Is that one of the critters?
They took down an AT-AT without a towing cable.
Yeah.
Whoa, oh, that one really blew up.
Yeah, it had a big old hole in it. That's probably part of the problem.
Yeah.
Schematic bank, data tower 2.
How do I find that?
Searching.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense that X-Wings could take down an AT-AT way faster than an A-Wing.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Is he gonna say something cheesy?
Who, K2? Or
no, Diego Luna. While maneuvering the things. It seems like this is an opportunity for him to say something cheesy if it were any of the other movies.
Yeah.
The rebels. They went.
Maybe he'll do the I once caught a fish this big joke. Like in Dave.
There's one. Oh well.
The Kevin Klein movie?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in forever.
That was a cool fight scene.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, there's one shield generator. Ball thing. Down.
This is Gold Leader.
We're starting our attack run on the shield gang. Keep it tight and watch out for those towers.
There's some Y-wings. Right?
Mm-hmm.
In some ways, you could probably say it looks like it could be called the A-Wing, but,
yeah.
You know.
Whoa, that's a lot of TIE fighters.
That is.
More fighters. Four marks. 6-5.
Sir, enemy fighters coming in.
Oh, yeah, just a few. Feel like you could have warned me a little earlier with that many. You probably should have noticed.
He's trying to signal from here. He's patching us in. But you guys have to open up a line for the tower.
How?
Advised.
There's a master switch
at the base of the comm tower.
Master switch, describe. What are we looking for?
It's a switch that says master.
It's bigger than the others.
All fighters on me. We have
U-wings. I remember U-wings. Is that the U-wing?
Must be. I know about Patrick Ewing, but I don't think he's involved.
We're having no effect on that shield.
Yeah, thanks, Captain Obvious.
Captain Obvious has a Captain Kangaroo mustache.
Put all over me. I'm trying to lose them.
Red 5, I need help!
Oh, the original Red 5. And we just saw him die.
Well.
Hyperspace tracking. Navigational systems.
Two screens down. Structural engineering. Open that one.
Got one on my tail!
I'm on him!
Oh, there's the proton back again. It's plugging into the matrix.
Well, I haven't been paying attention to it all day, but I'm gonna get third place in my fantasy football league.
All right.
I should have been in the championship, but what can you do?
Oh, so that's not a good thing. I thought that was a good thing.
No, I mean
thing,
third.
So
third's good.
I don't know how it works.
Third's good.
It's bronze.
What's unfortunate is, I have enough points, I could have beat the two teams that are playing for the championship, so I would have beaten everybody this week. But yeah, you know, third's better than 10th.
Do you get anything? Was it for money?
No,
is it
not with third. Okay. So it was just for fun.
All right, well.
Yeah. Hey, that's the bronze.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And in basketball right now, I'm in second, and there's still quite a bit of season left, and only a couple games behind first place. I'm talking sports ball, imaginary sports ball. So
fake sports ball.
I know you and Brianna are very interested. So Brianna's back on the couch. Were you wanting to talk at all, or maybe the next movie?
You want to get in on this?
Sure. Do you want me to bring a chair in?
Oh. There's a chair right over there. Yeah, so there was a huge assortment of snacks that were unexpected, and I'm guessing most of those were not in the pantry before you left.
Climb. They weren't. Climb. I had to stop at the dollar store because of that 50% off sale they get me all the time.
I very much appreciate it because I needed something sweet with my coffee, which you also brought, so thank you, Brandon.
You're welcome.
So how loud was Derek when he was here earlier?
The volume easily doubled.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
With just Derek, or did we all get a little bit louder because Derek
we
was
have
here?
To, we have to shout over him, so yeah. That intensity.
Saw K2's very, very sad death.
Sir, unauthorized access at the data vault.
I think that was their way of letting us know that it's about to get dark, that this might not end well for any of our heroes.
To battle. Two men with me now. Get that beach under control.
Oh. Oh, we said beach.
Beach.
Biatch.
Get that business under control.
Can't get to the shuttle.
Hey, Goggles.
I can't plug in. You have.
We were talking about how he has these things on his forehead, but he never wears them. Seems pointless, right?
It does. Look at all that dust.
Yeah, that can't be good for your eyes.
Are they welding
especially
goggles?
If he's wearing contacts.
And he has them, so like, use them. It's like when baseball players are playing in the outfield and they have their sunglasses on top of their hats, but then they use their hand to cover their eyes. Think about it, guys.
Yeah.
Oh.
The hand is like a happy medium.
General, behind you!
Oh, there goes Stash.
I remember in the Super Star Wars... Yep, again, that's the Rebel pilot scream.
Yeah, they're oh shit.
With the Rebel yell.
No more.
Step back.
When you're in the Millennium Falcon in the asteroid field, on your little radar screen, if the TIE fighter is behind you, it is a little red dot, and so you slow down, and then the TIE fighter flies in front of you and turns into a green dot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I remember thinking that was really cool for Super Nintendo. Like, that felt really advanced.
Oh, here comes more black stormtroopers. And their laser guns sounded different.
There's thrilling music playing.
Yep.
With the Black Ops.
Yeah, they got different guns. Direct hit. You gotta get that message. Did you ever see this one? Or are you just seeing the end of it?
I don't think that I have seen this one. No, I have.
Okay.
Yes.
I was gonna say, if you've only seen the end of it, you're about to again.
Felicity Jones. That sounds like a name out of an Austin Powers movie. I think I'm just thinking of
Grace Jones.
No, Felicity Shagwell. That's Heather Graham's character in Austin Powers. So evidently I just either think of Carrie Russell, who's now in a Star Wars movie, or I think of Heather Graham and Austin Powers. There's not too many Felicities.
That's the fader switch if you're doing a screen transition.
There haven't been any wipes in this movie, have there?
No, this one is wipeless. I think wipes only exist in... because there weren't any in Solo either, right? I think they only exist within the Skywalker saga. So that's clearly a hard drive.
That was a butt shot.
Butt shot, butt drive.
Hopefully she doesn't get butt cancer like Padme. That's a callback to like a month ago.
Which actually
like
does
hours
feel
ago.
Like a month ago.
I was going to ask losing any steam at all.
I thought I would have started losing steam before this.
I mean, we're over 11 and a half hours.
Yeah. I think it helps that the movies have consistently gotten better.
Until they stop getting better.
Until
and then we're just
point.
Crawling to the finish line. Yeah. We opted for the shorter version of the holiday special, which the longer version has a half hour of vintage retro commercials included from the original airing. We are watching the commercial-less one to end a little earlier.
I appreciate that. I would like to sleep sometime tonight.
Me too.
I can imagine.
We are slightly ahead of schedule.
I work in 12 hours.
13 for me. Well,
no, he looks okay for now.
Yeah, I mean, then that's the bad guy from Ready Player One.
Which I thought was a great movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. The book is great. I'm going to be one of those guys and say, you know, the movie's good, but the book's better.
Okay.
But it's true. The blind guy.
I couldn't put the book down, but I was really a fan of the movie.
Whenever he says churro, I want a churro.
Yeah, churros.
Churro, sounds good.
Disney World has great churros, from what I hear. I'm more of a Mickey soft pretzel guy myself, but...
I bet you Minnie hates the name Mickey soft pretzel.
She wants that churro. It's long, cylindrical, and full of sugar.
Just the way a mouse likes it.
Did I hear laundry going earlier?
Yes.
Do we have to have a folding party during the New Hope?
I already had a folding party without you.
Oh, well, okay then.
Hit that opening.
We see it, Gold.
You didn't get invited to the party, Dustin.
That's all right. I've had a couple solo folding parties myself lately. I've been off work all week, so...
We've lost engine power.
The other day, I had three of them. It was exhausting.
Crashing a Star Destroyer into a Star Destroyer is pretty fucking badass.
Oh, he did something with them.
He took them off.
When they weren't getting in the way. Like, he reacted like they were blocking his vision or something.
They found the Death Star plans. They have to transmit them from their communications tower. You have to take down the shield gate.
At least he did something with them.
Call up a hammerhead Corvette. I have an idea.
Does he have gout?
A Corvette Summer? I think he might.
Everybody's dying. Ah, shit.
Threw a 300mm lens at him.
Sorry, goggles.
But Goggles did complete his task before he died, so he died nobly.
And now he's just going to go ham.
He had that look.
He's going to go rogue. He's finally believing in the Force.
Just keep going. They're not going to hit you.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Well,
no.
That'll slow you down a little.
Oop.
But he already detonated it.
Man.
Just like Empire, three. Man. Four. Everybody loves the ones that are really dark and don't
Star
end
Wars
well.
Is best when it goes dark.
Yee. She's going to get cut in half. Nope.
Locked on target. Prepare for impact.
It looks nothing like a Corvette.
Did you ever see Corvette Summer?
No.
Eric and I briefly talked about it earlier. It's a Mark Hamill movie where he meets Annie Potts, who plays a prostitute.
Okay.
To bring back another Ghostbusters reference within our Star Wars marathon.
Yeah, there's been a few of those. What did you think of the new trailer?
I'm not that excited about
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of
it
dug
makes
it.
Makes no sense to me that people have never heard of the Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
and
that I don't. That I don't
twice.
Get. And why all of a sudden all of Egon's stuff is in some farm town?
I'm guessing it'll be explained. Maybe it's an alternate reality kind of thing. But and also the trailer was exactly it unfolded exactly like the trailer to Force Awakens.
Okay.
But and it just bothered me that it just seems kind of formulaic. But hopefully I'm wrong.
Thrilling music.
Someone dies every time they play this thrilling music.
Where's that master switch? They're just now doing that?
More unlimited power!
Oh, snap. Oh,
wow. It's,
yeah, that'll...
He's a goner.
That'll do it.
Why isn't it doing... It,
damage to the other one?
Yeah.
Because it slices.
And dices.
But they're smashing into each other.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because that one
is
came at
had
it at
more
the
force. Force. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it's just like the end of Star Trek Generations.
Again, I'm sorry. I don't get the references. I feel bad. They could be great references. We need to get like Steve Grise back over here.
Yeah, yeah, get a Star Trek fan to know what the hell I'm talking about.
I'm Jyn Erso.
You killed my father. Prepare to die.
You've lost.
Oh, I have.
He flossed?
My father's revenge.
Like the dance from Fortnite?
He put a fuse in the middle of your machine, and I've just told the entire galaxy how to light it.
The shield.
Honestly, I'm surprised there haven't been Star Wars characters doing Fortnite dances in the celebration scenes in some of the most recent movies.
Yeah.
Oh, the kids will love this. It'd be like the Macarena being in Phantom Menace.
Right.
Hey, he made it. Oh, boy. And then all of that is going to crush people when it falls to the planet below.
Unless it hits the water.
They can hope.
A new hope. Did we ever find out who that extra was that you saw on IMDb? IMDb.
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 I think it was just a voice.
Yeah.
Not a face character. I'm gonna go kick him in the balls.
Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate.
She did it.
beneath the pale moonlight.
It's going to take them forever.
Second American Tale reference. Yeah. Walking at that rate, yes. Like, oh, there it is.
Sir, shall I begin targeting?
That big old moon again.
Mm-hmm. Target the base of Scadden.
I feel like his Grand Moff Tarkin's CGI has gotten better throughout the movie.
Mm. Just when I was showing him from behind.
That's true. That's why it looks so good.
That Peter Cushing ass.
It's more Cushing for the pushing.
You're welcome. Set and Spike.
Wow, that was too appropriate.
All right. Pull that lever bar thing. There you go.
And transitioning to screen wipe.
Ah, shit.
Rogue One, may the Force be with you.
Because we're not. Peace.
And we're out.
All ships, prepare for jump to hyperspace.
That's the polite way to say we're getting the fuck out of here. maybe not.
Make it. Yeah, this movie, it's like a dark ending that just gets darker and darker. Yet ends on a high note.
It's like watching an atom bomb.
Your father would have been proud of you, Jen.
Sounds a little too similar to the Anakin Padme theme.
Yeah.
Theme.
But has received transmissions from the surface.
But now I'm just nitpicking. I mean, this is a damn good movie. He hates sand. It's coarse. It's irritating.
They're gonna be like those people in Pompeii.
Yeah.
The ash statues.
Sad.
All right. And this is gonna set us up.
And it seems like it's just about over, but there is one little bit of badassness the movie has to throw in here. That sound is so familiar. Hey guys.
Look what I can do. Look what I can do.
Does this bother you? I'm not touching you. Does this bother you?
Oh, that's fun.
Uh-huh.
Pull it. He's like sticking his finger through.
The Gillette razor. They're breaking for lunch.
And there we go.
Badass. That is one of the coolest moments in Star Wars.
Make sure you secure the airlock and prepare the escape pods. Your Highness, the transmission we received.
What is it they've sent us?
Hope.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
All right.
All right.
Pretty good job, everybody involved.
And that was Rogue One, taking us right up to the beginning of A New Hope, which we will watch next.
And we got very quiet at the end. I don't know if that's from 11 hours of Star Wars or if that's because this was a damn good movie with the suspenseful ending.
It's hard not to watch the ending.
Yeah, the ending of this movie is pretty fucking awesome.
Well, something else is pretty fucking awesome is this song by MC Chris.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Bosque on a Segway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's continuing the Bounty Hunters with Vehicles collection that he did. We may hear some more later.
Yes.
But yeah.
I think we will.
This is MC Chris for the second time with Bosque on a Segway here on Drunk at the Movies.
To the treetops, throw them in the cell blocks. Yeah, I like to regular bookies cause I do not battle bots. I whip them, then I cut them, I do not collect their tops. I leave their dome alone, see he's scuffing it for clone. Like the baby Bubba, did you know his papa was a mole? And so I was foretold, me on my own machinations. When the hunters kill, kill my father cause I hate him. Kill my siblings in the cribs, didn't faze me a bit. Why you hating a bitch? What you waiting for, stitch? I leave them, there's a list on a 666. I stuck it full of bookies and I get rich quick. I'm just an opportunist, I'm the house of where I do this. We're gonna move this Judas with a morbid to-do list. What? The cookies are baked and the Wookiees are trade. I'm Rogue Squadron 64 cause I keep getting played. Millennium fucking fuck my shit. Fat setting tricky traps. That shit is Wookiee Rella calling appetizers app. See, things are going good. New hunters getting games. New sec getting specked on the planetary planes. Titty bitch right on foot. I had 2% and loved it. But I was a bumbling boss soon to be above the comet. I ran across some relevant Wookiee intelligence. Location and whereabouts. Chewbacca's relatives. A double crossing Wookiee with the name is Bigly French. Locked me in a locker. Then he feed his Wookiee friends. They inside a prison riot. They perverted my fuck. The Wookiees took control and their captors were crushed. The rebellion-bound beasts have me cornered and callous. Haven't seen this much fur since Debbie does Dallas.
Thank you, Brianna, for joining us for a bit on this one, and I'm guessing you're sticking around for the next one.
Gonna stick around for the thing that started it all.
I am.
All right, Seth, we're getting there.
We're almost there.
We at the moment are 11 hours and 50 minutes into this thing,
and just now getting to what's technically the first Star Wars yeah. movie.
Yep, we got all that prologue shit out of the way. Woo. Now it's time to hit the chapter one.
Parts of that were tough,
yeah,
but I think it's worth the journey.
We did it. So yeah, you ready to get going?
I'm ready when you are.
All right. So until next week, this is Dustin.
This is Seth
saying you don't have to be drunk to enjoy Rogue One, but it doesn't hurt.
Rogue One.
Yes, I forgot. Rogue One
or Rogue One.
But however you want to say it, we don't even fucking know at this point. Thanks again to 2P's for sponsoring these last three episodes with their fantastic pizza. Give them a call, 353-6000. Get yourself some pizzas. That tenderloin pizza sounds awesome. And the new taco pizza. Thumbs up on my part.
I think we should suggest to them having a specialty pizza in honor of this podcast called 2P's in a pod race.
That's a very select audience, but we'll see.
All right, it's 11 hours into Star Wars.
Some big Phantom Menace fans are going to have to make the trip out for that one. All right, well, we will see you in a week.
All right.